请我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
这个 Psalm 90。
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90。
十六节。
Verse 16。
九十篇十六节。
Psalm 90, verse 16。
愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children.
我们仔细看到底摩西在祷告什么。
Look clearly, what exactly is Moses praying for?
愿神的作为向你的仆人显现，这个你的仆人就是指着摩西他们这一代的人。
Let your work appear to your servants. The servants here is Moses and those people.
那愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
And your glory to their children.
就是指着摩西以后的下代。
Which are the next generation.
那第一句话的祷告就是求神让摩西这一代的人信仰有体验。
So the first part is the request is so that the people that Moses were leading could have an experience in their faith.
因为神的作为的显现就是人的体验。
Because the work of God appearing is the experience of man.
神是隐藏的神。
God is an invisible God.
如果他没有作为，我们很难认识他。
If he does not have works, it's very hard for us to come to know him.
如果他的作为显现，我们就可以了解他的伟大。
But if his works are manifested, then we can understand how great he is.
所以在出埃及记描写一神的作为是大而可怕的作为。
And so in Exodus, it talks about how great and frightening even God's work is.
那第二句就是神的荣耀向子孙显明。
Now the second sentence, and your glory to their children.
也就是让我们的下一代对神有体验。
Which is that for our next generation to have an experience in God.
那这两节两句话合在起来就是信仰的传承。
Now, when you combine these two phrases, then you're talking about the passing on of faith.
就是我们的神要传给我们的下一代。
Which is that we want to pass our God on to the next generation.
信仰是什么？
What is faith?
上一次我们查考信仰本身是一种操练。
We've talked about how faith is a training.
让我们属灵上能够不断的成长。
So that we can continue to grow in our faith.
那在这一节里面，我们可以看出信仰本身是一种产业。
Now, from this verse, we see that faith is actually an inheritance.
所以这个信仰的传承就是把这个产业传给我们的下一代。
Or this faith is something that you pass on to the next generation.
圣经在描写神是我们的产业。
The Bible talks about how God is our inheritance.
请看诗篇的十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 16.
诗篇的十六篇。
Psalm 16.
第五节
verse 5.
十六篇第五节
Psalm 16, verse 5.
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
在这里大卫说，神是他的财产。
Here David says that the Lord is his inheritance.
所以看起来人有两种的富足。
And so we can see that man has two kinds of blessings.
第一种富足就是地上的产业。
Or two kinds of riches, the first being that of the world.
这常常是我们最羡慕的。
And usually this is what we admire the most.
也常常是我们投入一生去追求的。
And often this is what we spend our whole lives running after.
但是还有一种产业。
But there is another type of riches.
就是神本身。
Which is God himself.
所以圣经在描写说，利未人没有分地上的财产。
And so the Bible says that the Levites did not have an inheritance in terms of the land.
神就是他们的财产。
God was their inheritance.
这是一句非常抽象的话。
This is a very 抽象
abstract
sentence.
但是这个是一个体验得到的一句话。
But this is something that you can experience.
那这个产业在哪里？
So where is this inheritance?
第六节
verse 6.
用神量给我的地界，坐在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
我们的产业是坐落在佳美之处，是在灵界里面。
our inheritance is in the spiritual realm.
所以你到哪个地方,
so wherever you go,
这个产业都与你同在。
This inheritance will be with you.
所以那一种富足是你到哪一个地方都很富足。
And so that kind of fulfillment will be with you wherever you go.
这个产业要传给我们的下一代。
And this inheritance is to be passed on to our next generation.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
人有了神这个产业，活着就常常很喜乐。
When man has his inheritance, which is God, then he will live a joyful life.
而且人生也充满着盼望。
And his life will be filled with hope.
这一种是真正的富足。
And this is true fulfillment.
当一个人有了孩子，大家都觉得很高兴。
When somebody has a child, everybody is very happy for him.
所以一般孩子大概跟父母会住的是八年、二十年。
And most children will live with their parents for about 18 or 20 years.
那这一段时间就是在预备我们的孩子。
And this stage is to prepare our children.
因为结婚叫做离开父母。
Because after they get married, they will leave the parents.
所以这一段期间就是要预备，让我们的孩子能够成熟独立，将来结婚自己可以。
So the stage is so that we can prepare our children to be mature and independent so that they can, they can get married and have their own family. And there are two directions when we prepare our children. One, we prepare them so that they can live an independent life in this world. So we emphasize our children's education.
And we emphasize our children's education.
And we want them to learn all kinds of new skills and different types of things. Hoping that they can stand out in the world. But often we forget that other kind of preparation, which is preparation in the spirit.
就是预备到我们的小孩子离开我们的时候，他的灵性能够成熟独立。
Which is to prepare our children so that when they leave us, their spirituality, their faith can be mature and independent.
有时候小孩子虽然离开了父母，
sometimes even though the children leaves his parents,
世界上也是很有作为。很发达。
And they're actually they do pretty well off.
但是很多父母还是很挂念小孩子。
But still, the parents will still show much concern for their children.
为什么?
Why?
因为如果父母非常注重属灵,
because if a parent emphasizes the spiritual growth,
最痛苦的事情是看到自己的孩子不要神。
The most painful thing to see is that their child does not want God.
当然你如果 不注重属灵，孩子世界上的成就你就觉得很大的荣耀。
Of course, if you don't care about the spiritual world, then when you see your child succeeding in the world, then you feel very happy.
但是如果我们跟神很靠近，你很注重属灵。
But if you're very close to God and we emphasize the Spirit,
你会发现如果我们的孩子只有世界上的成就但是他没有神啊,
then we'll find that if our child is only successful in the world but does not have God,
这个人生结局还是一场悲剧,
then their life is still a tragedy.
所以我们在跟孩子在一起的一段时间就是要预备他们,
so the time
在灵性上,
the time that we spend with our children is to prepare them in the Spirit.
让他们有这个属灵的产业,
so that they can have the spiritual inheritance.
能够有属灵的丰盛,
so that they can have spiritual abundance.
我们现在再来看生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
生命记的第二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为主你的神在你手所办的一切事上已经赐福你与你，你走这个大的旷野，他都知道。这四十年，主你的神常与你同在，故你一无所缺。
For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
在摩西要离世以前，他写的《生命记》。
When Moses was about to pass away, he wrote Deuteronomy.
在《生命记》里面，我们可以看出来，摩西最挂心的不是他们到了迦南地有没有什么东西吃。
And what we see was prevalent in Moses' heart was that was not when the Israelites went to the land of Canaan if they'd have food to eat.
他们摩西最挂心的是到迦南地。
What he cared about most was that after they went to the land of Canaan, could they retain their faith?
那这里说, 这40年, 神与你同在。
It says here, these 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you.
就是你的产业常常与你同在。
Which is that your inheritance has continued to be with you.
所以你一无所缺。
So you have lacked nothing.
如果我们的下一代, 只有世界上的成功,
if our next generation only has success of the world,
但是没有神的同在,
or is their job, but they don't have the abundance of God,
真的你会发现啊, 他的生活会缺乏很多东西,
then you'll find that their life will lack a lot.
缺乏平安,
they'll lack peace.
缺乏喜乐,
they'll lack joy.
缺乏盼望,
they'll lack hope.
缺乏力量,
they'll lack strength.
会缺乏很多,
they'll lack a lot.
所以这里讲好, 你一无所缺,
so it says here, you have lacked nothing
因为神跟他们同在,
because God was with them.
所以我们下一代如果能够有神这个产业,
so if our next generation can have the inheritance which is God,
我们就很放心了,
then we'll be very relaxed.
神与他同在, 他就一无所缺,
as long as God is with them, they will lack nothing.
所以旷野虽然很可怕,
so even though the wilderness is very scary,
但是因为神的同在, 一无所缺,
because of the abundance of God, they will lack nothing.
这个产业是何等的美好,
and how great this inheritance is.
所以我们需要注重信仰的
So we need to look highly upon the passage of our faith.
那到底信仰要怎么来传承?
So how can we pass on our faith?
我回到诗篇的90篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 90.
第一个是我们本身需要对神有体验。
First is that we have to have an experience of God.
为什么?
Why?
因为体验能够让我们的信仰活泼。
Because experience makes your faith alive.
有时候我们常常听很多神都是理论上在知道。
A lot of times we hear many theoretical things about God.
那我们在理论上教我们的小孩子。
And if we teach our children all these theories about God,
我们就发现那个理论好像少了一个什么。
We'll find that this theory seems to be lacking something.
少了一个生命在里面。
It's lacking life.
为什么?
Why?
没有体验。
Because there's no experience.
如果神是活的,
if God is living,
我没有对神没有体验。
And we have no experiences in God.
我们讲不出活泼的见证。
And you can't tell any living testimonies.
那这样啊, 我们的下一代所建立的信仰都是观念上、理论上知道神。
Then the faith that the next generation establishes will just be all in their head, will be theories.
那这种信仰有时候没有力量。
And often this kind of faith has no power.
只是知识上知道而已。
It's just you know a lot of knowledge.
本身没有跟神有一个互动, 有没有跟神有一种体验。
But you don't have an experience relationship with God.
没有互动, 没有体验啊, 就是没有亲密的关系。
And when you don't have experiences back and forth with God, that means you have no close relationship with Him.
比方说你认识一个人,
For example, if you know somebody,
你跟他没有互动, 你没有办法建立关系的。
互动。 Oh, and if you don't have interactions with them, then you can't establish a relationship with them.
你头脑知道他, 他头脑知道你, 就这样而已。
You know who they are in your head, and they know who you are, but that's about it.
有互动, 关系才会深入。
If you have interaction, then you will have a deeper relationship.
所以我们本身对神要有这个体验。
So we have to have experiences in God.
看诗篇的78篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm 78.
第四节,
Verse 4.
第四节,
Verse 4.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒, 要将神的美德跟他的能力, 并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
在这个地方, 圣经说, 我们要将神的美德跟能力述说给后代听。
Here the Bible says that we have to tell of the strength and his wonderful works for the next generation to hear.
所以有的人啊, 在这个小孩子出生的过程当中, 他把小孩子所得的恩典, 都写出来, 有的照相照起来, 编成一本簿子。
So some people take all the experiences of God's grace in a child's life, and they make a scrapbook out of them.
那这个, 以后就是告诉小孩子，你成长的过程有这么多神的恩典在你身上。
And so this scrapbook will serve as a testimony for this child to tell them in the future how much of God's grace was shown to them.
这是父母的体验，但是这个也是在孩子身上的恩典。
It was the experience of the parent, but it was also the grace of God on the child.
能够让我们的小孩子、啊、对神有一种感谢的心啊。对神有一种渴慕的心
so that we can develop in our children a heart of yearning after God and a heart of thanksgiving.
信仰没有体验、啊啊、这个信仰常常经不起考验，很容易流失。
If faith has no experience, then it often cannot stand to challenges.
所以我们常常该看我们教会的很多的训练。
So sometimes when we look at the different training events that our church has,
或者说其他的地方在办训练，
or we see training that other places have,
我常常发现这个方向有点不一样，结果就不太一样。
We find that if your direction is a little different, your result will also be different.
如果我们一直只是注重神学知识的灌输、考试
，If we only emphasize in learning the knowledge and having tests all the time,
我们可以发现，对圣经是懂得不少。
We'll find that the result is they know a lot about the Bible.
但是生命没有改变。
But there's no change in their lives.
他离开教会的时候
，And when they leave church,
他跟神的关系跟来的时候差不多。
Their relationship with God is about the same as when they arrived.
他有那个知识
，They know the knowledge.
但是他没有那个体验
，But they don't have the experience.
所以有的地方你这样训练，很多人找不出一个人说要来当传道，或者找不出人说在教会里面要发热心来。
So in some places, even though you continue to train these people, in the end, you can't find anybody who wants to dedicate themselves to be a full-time minister or even serve in their church.
头脑懂很多，但是没有体验。
They know a lot in their head, but they don't have no experiences.
但是如果我们的训练在重视祷告。
But if our training emphasizes prayer,
把这些参加的人直接带到神的面前。
And we bring the attendees before God,
去感受神，体验神。
To feel God and to experience God.
我们常常发现啊，这个受训的人离开的时候，心里喜乐。
We often find that when these attendees leave the seminar, their hearts are filled with joy.
生命改变。
And their lives change.
而且带着火热的心回去。
And they take back a heart of fire.
因为他有体验。
Because they had an experience.
所以这个体验非常重要。
So this experience is very important.
我们联恩会也是一样。
It's the same with our spiritual convocation.
为什么联恩会要注重祷告
？Why do we emphasize prayer in our spiritual convocation?
我们听到很多道理，甚至见证。
We hear a lot of sermons and testimonies.
这个都是别人的感受，别人的体验。
These are all other people's feelings and other people's experiences.
但是如果神要变成我们的神
，But if God will become our God,
我们本身需要直接去体验别人体验的神。
We have to go experience this God that other people have experienced.
那我们就发现。我们这次联会，我们信仰更新了。
And we'll find that in this spiritual convocation, our faith has been renewed.
因为我们跟神的关系建立。
Because we've established our relationship with God.
我们要体验他，我们更亲近。
We've experienced God. We've drawn closer to God.
那我们教会就有更多人有火热的心来服侍神。
And our church will have more people with a heart of zeal to serve Him.
我们来看列王记上十九章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19.
《列王记上》十八章
First Kings chapter 18.
二十节
Verse 20.
亚哈就去招聚就差遣人招聚以色列众人跟先知都上加密山二十一节
21.
以利亚前来对众民说你们心持良意要到什么时候呢若主是神就应当顺从神若巴利是神就应当顺从巴利众民一言不答。
20. So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
以利亚那个时代人跑去敬拜巴利。
During the time of Elijah, the people went to worship Baal.
当然这得罪神。
Which was a sin against God.
所以三年半神没有下雨。
So for 3.5 years, God did not rain from heaven.
神没有降恩典下来。
God did not rain down His grace and blessings.
国中有饥荒，好多人饿死，很多的寡妇。
And there are many people who starved because of the drought and famine, and many women were widowed.
那怎么办
？So now what?
神要用以利亚把他们挽回过来。
God used Elijah to turn the people back to Him.
那以利亚要挽回以色列百姓信仰之前，神要先让他本身有体验。
But before Elijah could bring the people back to him, God had to give Elijah an experience.
So at
the brook in Zarephath,
神的供给。
He experienced God.
在寡妇的家，他体会到一点油一点面用不完，一直到饥荒。
In the house of the widow, he experienced how with a little flour and a little oil, it was abundant and would not stop.
那有了这个体验，他的信仰就有力量。
So with this experience, his faith had strength.
然后他就要来复兴以色列百姓的信仰。
And then he came to revive the Israelites' faith.
所以有时候为什么我们下一代信仰带不起来
？So sometimes why are we unable to bring up the next generation's faith?
常常是因为上一代太弱。
It's often because the previous generation is too weak.
不是全部，有时候常常是上一代太弱。
Not necessarily everyone, but the previous generation is weak.
我们信仰没有力量。
Our faith has no power.
没有体验，所以带不起来。
We have no experience, so we can't lead them.
那么上一代如果能够强化起来。
But if our previous generation can become strong,
有体验，我们就能够带动我们下一代的信仰。
If we can have experiences, then we will be able to lead the next generation.
好像以利亚在带动以色列百姓。
Just like how Elijah led the Israelites.
那他怎么要恢复以色列百姓的信仰
？So how did he revive the Israelites' faith?
我们看我们刚刚读的二十节、二十一节。
Let's look at verse 20 and 21 that we just read.
他先用理论上说明。
First, he spoke theory.
说你们心知两意到什么时候呢
？He said, how long will you falter between two opinions?
如果神天上的神是真神，那你就要顺从真神啊。
If the Lord of heaven is God, follow him.
那你就不要拜偶像嘛。
Then you should not worship idols.
那如果巴利是神？
But if Baal is God,
那你就顺从巴利吧。
Then follow him.
你不要去拜，就不需要再拜这个神。
Then you don't need to worship this God.
众民一言不答。
But the people answered him not a word.
为什么不答
？Why not?
因为他不愿意做选择。
Because they were unwilling to make a decision.
选择常常是痛苦的。
A lot of times, making a decision is painful.
因为他如果选择敬拜真神
，Because if they chose to worship the true God,
但是周围的人那个文化全部都是拜巴利。
But their environment and everyone around them was worshiping Baal.
所以显然他就被孤立了。
Then now they'll become loners.
人希望被周围认同。
People want to be accepted and acknowledged by those around them.
所以我们很容易跟周围的文化去学习。
So it's very easy for us to learn from the culture around us.
那当时拜巴利就是文化的一部分。
And part of the culture at the time was to worship Baal.
那个是影响他的信仰。
And it affected their faith.
今天我们的文化有好的地方。
Today there are good aspects to our culture.
但是也有些文化是违反我们的信仰。
But there's also some parts, some cultures that are against our faith.
但是我们很容易被随波逐流被带走了。
But it's very easy for us to be just to go away, go with the tide.
虽然头脑让我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
Even though in our head we know what's right and what's wrong.
但是我们的生活方式还是跟社会的文化不合圣经的，还是有时候差不多。
But our lifestyle often follows the world and does not follow the Bible.
因为我们不愿意做选择。
Because I'm unwilling to make a decision.
你如果选择，你就被孤立了。
If you make this decision, you become alone.
你就没有办法被认同。
Then you will not be acknowledged and accepted.
所以他不愿意选择真神而离开巴利。
So they were unwilling to choose the true God and leave Baal.
但是他也不愿意选择巴利。
But they were also unwilling to choose Baal.
因为他们头脑很清楚，他们祖宗所拜的神才是真神。
Because in their heads they knew clearly that the God of their ancestors was the true God.
如果离弃了这个真神拜巴利，他没有办法得到平安。
And if they left that true God and to worship Baal, they would not have peace.
所以理论上的说明并没有办法真的改变他们。
So this theory, this theoretical thinkings could not change them.
所以有时候我们只是听道理，这是好的，但是并没有办法真的改变我们。
So often to hear sermons are good, but they cannot change us.
那真的以色列百姓信仰有一个改变是什么时候
？So when did the Israelites' faith really change？
就是从下面开始。
It's from the verses following.
现在开始献祭。
That now they offer the sacrifice.
巴利也是神。
Baal is God.
难道这个耶和华也是神。
And they say it is God, the Lord is God.
那现在就来看献祭有什么结果。
So then let's see what the results of our sacrifices are.
然后他们就这些先知啊就开始献祭。
So the prophets started to offer.
从二十六节，从早上到一直求告巴利的名。
In verse 26, from the morning on, the prophets of Baal continued to call on his name.
什么都没有发生。
But nothing happened.
那一直后来用刀用枪割自己，身体流血。二十八节。
Then in verse 28, they started using knives and lances and started cutting their bodies until they bled.
什么都没有发生。
But nothing happened.
这个神是没有作为的神。
This God is not a God.
接下去换以利亚来献祭。
Next, Elijah made his sacrifice.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
三十七节。他先把这个水浇灌在柴上。
First, he put water onto the altar.
这表示这不可能会着火。
to show that now it's impossible for this to light up on fire.
然后他一祷告，天上降火下来。
Then once he prayed, fire came down from heaven.
结果所有献祭都烧掉了。
And it burned up even the altar.
这是火神。
This is the living God.
因为那火是从天上降下来。
Because that fire came down from heaven.
所以现在有时候我们常常发现世界上有一些好像巴力，你一直去追求。
So now we find that in this world there are things like Baal where you continue to pursue it.
但是那个不是神啊，你真的有问题，那一些东西能够救你吗？
But those aren't God. If you have a real problem, can those things save you?
年轻人呢，交了一大堆世界上的朋友，你真的发生问题，他能做什么？
Young people like to have a lot of friends in this world, but when you have a real problem, what can they do?
或者说你一直忘记了神，追求世界上很多的成就。
Or if you forget God and you pursue a lot of successes in the world,
哪一些能够救你的婚姻吗？
Which one of these things can save your marriage?
哪一个能够救你的家庭吗？
Which can save your family?
看起来好像神啊，没有作用的。
They look like God, but there's no use.
这作用很少。
They're pretty useless.
但是当他们看到以利亚祷告，天上降火下来。
But when they saw Elijah pray, the fire fell from heaven.
他们的信仰马上改变。
And their faith immediately changed.
我们看37节。
Let's look at verse 37.
说神啊，求你应允我，应允我使这个民知道主你的神，又知道你叫这个民的心回转。38节。
38.
于是神降火下来。我们再看39节。
Let's also look at 39.
众民看见就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。大家看见了，不是听到，听到他 不做改变了，看到他马上改变了，天上的神才是真神。
So it was when the people saw it that they changed, not when they heard it. When they saw it, then they fell on their faces and proclaimed that the Lord is God.
所以大家就把假先知就杀掉，信仰就回头了。
So everybody killed the false prophets of Baal and their faith turned around.
所以今天我们在教导我们下一代啊，有我们应该尽的本分。
So today as we're teaching the next generation, there is a duty that we have.
在生命记讲得很清楚。
It says very clearly in Deuteronomy.
但是尽了本分之后，不一定我们下一代就会好。
But after we do our duty, it doesn't necessarily mean that our next generation is going to be fine.
我们要向神祷告。
We have to pray.
求神让我们的下一代有体验。
And ask God to give our next generation experiences.
那这样我们的神才可以变成他的神。
And in this way, our God will become their God.
我们的财产才会变成他们的财产。
And then our inheritance will become their inheritance.
所以为下一代的祷告真的是非常的重要。
And so it's very important to pray for the next generation.
我们看生命记的第四章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记的第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
34节 第四章的34节
Chapter 4, verse 34.
神何曾从别国中将一国的民领出来，用试验神迹奇事征战，大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，并大可畏的事，像主你的神，在埃及地你的眼前为你们所行出来这一切事呢？35节
35.
这显现给你看，要使你知道唯有主他是神，除他以外再无别神。36节
36.
他从天上使你听见他的声音，为了教训你，又在地上使你看见他的烈火，并且听他从火中所说的话。37节
37.
因为他爱你列祖，所以拣选你们的后裔，用大能亲自带领你们出埃及。这个地方摩西在叙述他们出埃及的过程。
Here Moses is telling you about the process of the people leaving Egypt.
说你们听见他的声音。
He said you heard the voice of God.
而且你们看见他的烈火。
And you saw his fire.
提醒以色列百姓啊，这个是你们所能够体验到一个活泼的真神。
He reminded the Israelites that this is a God that you can experience, a living God.
所以我们今天在祷告中常常要纪念我们的下一代。
So today in our prayers, we have to continue to remember our next generation.
我们这一代，我们现在这个年轻的一代所面对的试探呢，差不多十年前都没有现在的试探这么大。
The temptations that our youths have to face today are nothing like what we had to face or what people had to face 10 years ago.
因为这个网络越来越发达。
Because the internet is becoming more and more widespread.
大众传播越来越普遍。
And it's easier for anything to get out there.
那我们如果 有去看过这些影啊，你看过那些电影影片，你就知道我们下一代面对的试探很大。
And if you see a lot of these evil videos or movies, then you see what kind of temptations our youths have to face.
有一次我搭飞机到 Montreal.
Once I was getting on a plane to Montreal,
我就很好奇为什么人这么喜欢看电影。
And I was curious, how come people like watching movies so much?
那刚好五个钟头，我就看看到底电影里面有什么可以看。
And I had a five-hour flight, so I figured, what kind of movies are there here for us to watch?
它里面有各种不同种，我跟他点了 contemporary.
And so there are different categories of movies, and I chose contemporary.
我看到完了，我发现哇，这个不得了。
I looked at it and I couldn't believe it.
里面也有大人，也有青年，也有小孩子看那一种色情的电影。
There were adults and children and youths on the plane, all watching this kind of movie.
那是没有经过剪接的。
But it was unfiltered.
那如果这种影片这样一遍、两遍、三遍、五遍看一百遍
，Now if you watch these kind of movies one time, two times, three, or 100 times,
里面还有圣灵的感动吗
？How can you still have the movement of the Holy Spirit inside?
良心已经死光了。
Your conscience is already dead.
所以我们现在所面对这个试探太大了。
And so the temptations that we have to face today are too great.
你没有办法跟这个世界阻隔。
Now, there's no way that we can just separate ourselves from this world.
而且这个试探已经进到你的客厅。
And these temptations have even come into your living room.
你现在不能不用网路。
You can't not use the internet.
网路里面一打开就有。
But once you open the internet up, then you see these things.
你只要点一下就进去了。
Once you click on an email, you're in.
所以现在的试探真的是很大。
So temptation today is very great.
因此我们的下一代需要我们的代祷。
So our next generation needs our prayers.
你看，当他们在力战这个亚玛力人。
When the Israelites were fighting the Amalekites,
那些年轻人打刀就往前去。
The young people took their knives and ran forward.
会不会得胜？
Would they be victorious?
不在乎约书亚。
It had whether they'd be victorious didn't have to do with Joshua.
是摩西的手。
But it was the hand of Moses.
我们知道很多年轻人真的很爱神，他有决心。
We know that there's a lot of young people who love God and have a determination.
要建立跟神的关系，过圣洁的生活。
That they want to build a relationship with God and live a holy life.
真的要打仗呢。
And they go and fight.
但是能不能得胜
？But can they be victorious？
父母的祷告
，it has to do with the parents' prayer。
所以我们要为下一代不断的祷告。
So we have to continue to pray for the next generation。
试探太大了。
The temptations are just too great。
在社会上的这些世俗的压力太大。
And the pressures of this world are too great。
引诱太大。
The temptations are too great。
以前我听过人讲啊，我的小孩子都不要教，哎，真的也是很乖。
I've heard somebody say before, my child does not need to be educated, he's just good.
我现在没有听人讲，我小孩子不要教。
I don't hear anybody saying that anymore.
现在小孩子真的是很困难啊，这个环境是很困难。
It's very difficult, the environment that our children live in today is very difficult.
所以求神啊，要给他们啊信仰有体验。
So we ask God to give them an experience in their faith.
让他们的信仰啊能够活泼起来。
So that their faith can become living.
所以我们在要重视信仰的传承。
And so we have to look highly upon passing on the faith.
我们来看《生命记》第六章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章的第四节到第九节。
Chapter 6, verses 4 to 9.
这个在讲到我们做人应该尽的本分。
This is talking about the duty that we have.
父母应该尽的本分。
As parents.
那我们刚刚所读那个是要求神的怜悯。
So what we read.
那是神的帮助。
What we read before is we ask God for His mercy. We ask God for help.
所以这两个需要加在一起。
So these two need to be added together.
那这样我们的下一代在神的怜悯之下，他的信仰才能够持守得住，神才可以变成他的神。
So that our next generation can live under the mercy of God, and that God can become their God.
第一节
，verse one.
以色列啊，你要听。
Verse four.
第四节哈
，verse
以色列啊，你要听。
Hear, O Israel.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean?
以色列。
Israel.
这是一种身份的提醒。
This is a reminder of their status.
你是以色列人。
You are Israelites.
圣经里面的以色列人是神的选民。
In the Bible, the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
其他都叫外邦人。
Everybody else is called Gentiles.
除了以色列都叫外邦人。
Everybody besides the Israelites were called Gentiles.
所以我们现在有的在形容不信的叫外邦人，有的听得很不舒服。
And so today when we talk about how the unbelievers are Gentiles, then a lot of people get uncomfortable.
这是圣经的用语啊。
But this is what the Bible uses.
我们看到很多的中国人啊，他的下一代都要学中文。
We see a lot of Chinese people want their next generation to learn Chinese.
这个是因为他的身份。
And this is because of their status.
你中国人，所以你的孩子应该会讲中文啊。
They figure we're Chinese, so your children should be able to speak Chinese.
但是这个中国人的身份，你死就没有了。
But this status of being Chinese, when you die, that status goes away.
这个不是最重要，当然这很重要。
It's important, but it's not the most important.
最重要是你属灵的身份。
The most important is your spiritual status.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
那这个身份我们能够确定，我们才会看重我们的宗教教育。
And if we can be certain of this status, then we will look highly upon religious education.
如果我们没有看重我们属灵的身份，
if we don't look highly upon our spiritual status,
我们就不会重视宗教教育。
We will not emphasize RE.
所以第一个，以色列啊，你要听。
So first, hear, O Israel. To remind us that we are the chosen people of God. That we are the chosen people in the midst of all the people. We are the only chosen people. This is the first. The second. The Lord our God. What does it mean, the Lord is one?
就是独一的主宰。
主宰。
主宰。就是最重要的产业
which means it is the greatest and most important inheritance.
所以这个第二点呢，就是价值观的确定。
And so the second point here is a confirmation of the status, of the values.
在你的一生中最有价值的是什么？
In your life, what has the greatest value?
很多东方的文化很注重教育。
A lot of Eastern cultures emphasize education.
不错，教育确实带给人很多的好处。
And that's fine. Education brings a lot of benefits.
但是这个地方说，神是独一的主。
But here it says, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
他是最重要的财产。
He is the most important inheritance.
如果我们能够看重神是最重要的，
If we can see God as the most important thing,
我们才会真的用心去带领我们的下一代的信仰。
Then we'll truly use our hearts to guide the faith of the next generation.
所以这个价值观很重要。
So this value system is very important.
神是独一的主宰。
The Lord is one.
好，再下去。
Next.
好，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这个在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
这个在讲身教。
身教。
身教。
This is talking about living by example.
就我们要教导我们下一代啊。
We want to teach our next generation.
有时候我们常常发现哦，我们讲下一代也不听。
And sometimes we find that just because we say something doesn't mean the next generation actually listens.
那我们就觉得说我已经讲了，要怎么办
？And we think I've already said it. Now what else is there to do?
但是我们如果我们看这里啊。
But if we see this.
言教是在第七节。
In verse 7, it talks about teaching them.
言教用你的言语来教他。
To teach them with your words.
但是第五节是身教。
But verse 5 talks about teaching them with your life.
就是用我们的生活做榜样，让他去效法，去模仿。
Which means to use your life as an example for them to treat as a model.
那什么样的生活？
And what kind of life then?
尽心、尽性、尽力。爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
神是你生活最重要，你尽量去爱他，尽心、尽力、尽意。
God is the most important thing in your life, and you try to love Him as much as you can with your heart, your soul, your strength.
当然，你爱他，神就会给回应。
And of course, if you love God, then God will respond.
这个就是恩典，生活就充满神的恩典。
And this is grace. Your life will be filled with the grace of God.
所以有一个很榜样的生活，然后又有神丰盛的恩典，下一代会羡慕的。
So if you have a good example in your life and you have the grace of God, then the next generation will admire this.
你看到你爸爸，你看他看起来很普通，但是身上这么多神的恩典。
You look at your father and you think he's just a normal person, but he gets so much of God's grace.
你也很羡慕，我也要那个神变成我的神。
And you'll admire this and say, I want this God to be my God too.
所以这个神是让你体会得到，你会羡慕的，不是只是说好像读书你不想读一直灌啊，你要信耶稣，你要信耶稣这样一直灌的。
And so this is a God of experience. It's not like you don't want somebody. It's like not like a kid who doesn't want something, but then you just keep forcing it on them.
我们爱神，神爱我们，体验很多的恩典，让我们下一代羡慕。
When we love God, then God loves us back, and He gives a lot of grace. Then the next generation will admire that.
而且当我们一直在靠近神，我们整个家庭会充满着幸福。
And as we continue to draw closer to God, our entire house will be filled with His blessings.
你仔细看，现在家庭没有问题的很少。
It's very rare to find a family with no problems.
物质生活为主，家庭没有问题的很少。
People have a lot of things, but many people have a lot of problems in their families.
但是如果我们真的很爱神，神与我们同在，神的话在我们中间实现，你的家庭很幸福。
But if we really love God and God is filled in our household, then our families will be very blessed.
你的下一代也会很羡慕。
Then the next generation will also admire that.
我将来要建立家庭，我要跟我父母一样。
One day I'm going to have my own family, and I want to have a family like my parents' family.
你看我们全家多么幸福。
Look at how great our family is.
这是一个很大的吸引力，让我们的下一代想要跟着我们的模式。
This has great attraction potential that the next generation will want to follow the same model that we have now.
所以信仰不能脱离生活。
So a faith cannot be separated from our lives.
脱离信仰的生活是没有力量的。
If you have faith without an example in your life, it has no power.
所以这个爱神呢，这是一种生活的教导。
And so to love God is a way to teach using our life.
比方说安息日。
For example, Sabbath day.
如果我们很享受安息日。
If we really enjoy the Sabbath day.
真的有安息啊。
And we really have rest.
我们的下一代啊，他也会守安息日。
And the next generation will also observe the Sabbath day.
他看到，哎，你一个礼拜休息一天，但神的恩典很多。
Because they'll see how you rest for a day, but God still continues to bless us.
但是如果我们没有守安息日，
but if we don't observe the Sabbath,
来的一个早上做一下点名，形式上就跑掉了。
We come in for a morning, we take a look, and then we disappear.
或者说啊，安息日就排满很多活动，一直看手表，为什么讲到这么长还不完？
Or we plan so many things on Saturdays, and as we're sitting there listening to the sermon, we keep looking at our watches, thinking, why is this sermon so long?
聚会，阿门，一下不见人了。
And as soon as you say amen at the end of prayer, you're gone.
没有体验。
There's no experiences.
那只是来这边坐坐而已。
You just come here to take a seat for a little bit.
我们的下一代会比我们更忙。
Then our next generation will be even busier than us.
你要教他守安息日更不简单。
And it'll be even harder for you to teach them to observe the Sabbath.
所以我们教会的可贵啊，不是一个钟头的聚会。
And so what we do here, what's precious about this church is not just having an hour of service.
是安息日啊。
It's the Sabbath day.
从早上来一直到下午。
From the morning all the way to the afternoon.
你真的就不需要烦恼什么。
You don't have to worry about anything.
这种属灵的筵席。
This is a spiritual feast.
是一种丰盛的享受。
It's an abundant enjoyment.
那我们只有这样的体验，我们下一代跟着我们，以后他也会很羡慕安息日。
And if we have this experience and our next generation continues to follow us, then they'll also admire the Sabbath day.
所以这个尽心尽力爱神的这种生活模式非常重要。
And so it's very important to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength as an example.
那接下去才是用我们的言语教导。
And then next, we use our words to teach.
在各种不同的环境啊。
To teach them in different environments.
不是跳美国文化。
Not to teach them American culture.
这不是最重要的。
Which isn't the most important thing.
是教导神的话。
But to teach them the words of God.
每一件事情用神的话来教导给他们认识。
To teach them in the words of God in every matter so that they can know God.
啊，这样啊，我们有为下一代代祷，又有生活的榜样啊，然后又有真理上的教导。
And so in this way, if we pray for our next generation, we give them an example in our lives, and we teach them in the truth.
在神的黎明下，我们的下一代的信仰才能够建立起来。
Then under the guidance of God, the next generation will be built up.
我常常想啊，神能够叫死人复活。
I often think God can resurrect the dead.
神也能够叫我们下一代的信仰复活。
God can also revive the faith of the next generation.
神能够叫瘸腿走路。
God can make the lame to walk.
神也能够叫我们的下一代遵守神的道。
God can also teach the next generation to follow in His words.
神能够叫瞎眼看见。
God can cause the blind to see.
神也能够让我们下一代看到神的国的美好。
God can also cause the next generation to see the beauty of His kingdom.
神能够让耳聋听见。
God can cause the deaf to hear.
神也能够让我们下一代听出来神的道的美好。
God can also cause the next generation to hear the greatness of His words.
所以神的能力是无穷尽的。
So the power of God is unlimited. We have to rely on God. Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Let's take a break.